We have one more letter to read, though this one wasn't sent to us. It was sent to reporters back in 1958 by the actress Deanna Durbin. The former child star had quit show business a decade earlier and wanted simply to be left alone. She wrote, "I was a typical 13-year-old American girl. The character I was forced into had little or nothing in common with myself, or with other youth of my generation, for that matter."
Deanna Durbin's death was reported yesterday in her fan club's newsletter, which quoted her son. She was 91. No date or cause of death has been released. What is known is this: at the age of 26, Durbin left Hollywood to find happiness with her family in rural France. That after a spectacular movie career that began in 1936 at the age of 13. What made Durbin so popular?
How about singing, Patsy?
All right. May we, Mr. Stokowski?
Which one will you sing?
Traviata.
Traviata.
Deanna Durbin made her big screen debut in the film Every Sunday with Judy Garland. She then signed a contract with Universal Pictures, where she made a string of wildly successful movies, including Three Smart Girls, later remade as The Parent Trap. She cultivated an image, or the studio cultivated it for her, as the good girl who could do no wrong.
Soon, the public was snapping up Deanna Durbin dolls and dresses. Among her fans, Winston Churchill and Anne Frank, who hung pictures of Durbin in the room where she hid from the Nazis. Durbin's success is credited with helping Universal Pictures avoid bankruptcy and made her one of the highest-paid women in America.
How do you do, Mrs. Kitnett?
Yes, of course. How are your kittens behaving?
But Deanna Durbin felt trapped by her own celebrity. After starring in more than 20 movies for Universal, she not only gave up acting, she also stopped talking about acting to the press or the public. In that letter, sent to reporters long after she left Hollywood, Durbin wrote, "I was never happy making pictures. I've gained weight. I do my own shopping, bring up my two children, and sing an hour every day."
You're listening to NPR News.